I'm Max Allfinger. I'm the laboratory director for the state of Florida. In business terms, actually bureau chief of the Department of Health. I am in Tallahassee. For me, when I accepted the position in Florida, being a technical TB lab director with a supervisory responsibility of maybe 10, 12 people overall, and now at the sudden 350, for me, the number one goal was to be a good boss. They need to see me as their advocate. And I had to prove this already when we had to close one unit in our laboratory, the so-called clinical chemistry, which some people may argue and say clinical chemistry is not much related to public health, which is true. And it even happened on a Friday morning. My boss, deputy secretary, said the governor embraced in a way this idea to close clinical chemistry. After the meeting, I jumped into my car, drove from Tallahassee 2.5 hours, and have a personal face-to-face meeting in Jacksonville with the people affected with this decision. And then a conference called other labs. The issue was that we had to cut budget by $500,000. And so the question is, where do you cut budget when it's not equipment and consumables, when it's actually salary? So we very quickly identified that to give up the function to provide services in clinical chemistry will give me the opportunity to use the staff in chemical terrorism, where I had vacancies, in environmental chemistry, where I had vacancy. And even some of the staff actually had a clinical license, which allowed me then to transfer them into HIV, transfer into TB, and so on. They were already covered, since they kept up all these years in other areas the license as well. So that was a good investment on their part. And yeah, at the end, even it was very dark and grim, it seems like a happy end.